The new financial reform law gets its first real test.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, senators are about to put the new financial reform law under the microscope. We'll find out what's at stake. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow's down 25 points at 12,262. The Nasdaq down about 0.2%, and same with the S&P 500. A couple of economic indicators to tell you about this morning. Consumer prices jumped 0.4% last month, same as in December, mostly because of rising food and gas costs. And the Labor Department says the number of people who filed for first-time unemployment benefits rose last week to 410,000. Now let's get to the hearing that is about to start on Capitol Hill. The Senate Banking Committee is going to be asking regulators about how the implementation of the new Dodd-Frank financial reform law is going. Republicans are expected to criticize the law, which some in Congress would like to delay and even defund. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She's with us live now from Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So first of all, tell us what's at stake today. I mean, is there really a chance that eventually Dodd-Frank would get defunded?
Well, the issue about Dodd-Frank was more about what it didn't say than what it did say. It left much of the decisions up to the regulators themselves, which are continuing to try to figure out how they're actually going to implement the law. So defunding it isn't going to make much of a difference since the regulators already have it in their hands and have been trying to figure out what exactly it means to implement it.
All right. But the industry has been complaining pretty loudly about how this law is already starting to impact them, particularly this new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Is there anything to those complaints?
You know, that's the one part of the law where there was a lot of details, and a lot of it was passed, actually, the consumer protection laws before Dodd-Frank was passed, and it will, in fact, be careful what you wish for. We wanted more supervision of consumer lending for obvious reasons after the housing bust, and now consumer credit is harder to get, more expensive, and less profitable for many financial services firms. So, of course, that's where you're going to hear the screaming the loudest. So I guess this is one of those things, be careful what you wish for, because we've got it now.
Diane, finally, let me just ask you, I mean, put this in context for us. This is we're 6 months after this law was passed. We're just 2 years after the financial crisis. Does it surprise you that we're talking about already defunding the law that was supposed to help us protect against a future crisis?
You know, what's interesting is how little actually the law did. Many people didn't want to pass a lot of regulations initially because they thought it would overregulate. And aside from the consumer protection laws, it actually is very loosely defined, and the overregulation stuff is not as much in there. What is the problem today is the uncertainty because the regulators have not decided how to execute on the law that is costing financial firms a lot of money, but I'm not sure there's a lot of sympathy for that among voters.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, President Obama flies to the Bay Area today to talk job growth with leaders from one sector of the economy that's actually doing pretty well, high tech. Let's get the details now from our Silicon Valley correspondent, Steve Henn. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So tell us who the president's going to be meeting with.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, Eric Schmidt, Google CEO, and Steve Jobs from Apple.
Steve, I thought Steve Jobs was out on medical leave.
He is, but he's been seen around town eating at Indian restaurants in Mountain View and recently on campus, so he's expected to be there tonight.
Now, President Obama has been asking a lot of CEOs all across the country to do more hiring. Is that the message he's going to be bringing to Silicon Valley, which is already doing pretty well, right?
Yeah, I think he will probably be asking these CEOs what the government can do to spur innovation. You know, he might be trying to get their secret sauce. Google and Apple and Facebook have been doing tremendously well, generating a huge amount of wealth and profits and products people like. But the dirty little secret here is that these companies actually don't create that many jobs. Google has less than 30,000 employees. Apple has 30,000 employees. Facebook, just a few thousand total. Meanwhile, Apple's biggest contractor in China, Foxconn, has more than 1 million people working there. So these companies are creating wealth, not jobs, here. And in Santa Clara County, the headquarters of all three firms, the unemployment rate is still above 10%.
Wow. Marketplace's Steve Henn in Silicon Valley. Thanks, Steve.
Sure thing.
Well, the Hawaii Visitors Bureau says air passenger arrivals jumped 10% last month compared with last January. The temperature today on Waikiki Beach, it's 81 degrees.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
You know the lap band that many people get to lose weight? Well, yesterday, the FDA approved the popular surgery for a whole lot more people who are not as heavy. That's a financial boost for the maker of the lap band, and to some, it represents a troubling shift in the industry. Marketplace's Eve Troh reports.
The lap band is a silicone ring that gets slipped around a person's stomach so they can't eat as much. Eligibility is based on a medical calculation called BMI, or the body mass index number. Now the FDA has shrunk the number needed to get the lap band, meaning
an additional population of a few million lower BMI patients.
That's Louise Chen, a pharmaceutical analyst with Collins Stewart. She says the FDA stamp is a win for parent company Allergan, which also makes Botox and breast implants. Some experts say lowering the bar for the lap band starts to blur the line between a needed medical procedure and cosmetic surgery. Chen says to get insurance to cover the lap band, patients have to prove they've tried serious dieting and exercise, or even medication, but many don't bother. They pay upwards of $10,000 cash out of pocket.
They've already been obese for a while, and the jump through the hurdles for reimbursement is tough for them. So for a large part of the business, it is actually cash pay.
California-based Allergan expects to make $500 million on the lap band worldwide. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Troh for Marketplace.
And finally, this week, cookie maker Oreo asked its Facebook fans to like one of its posts so it could win a Guinness World Record for most Facebook post likes in a 24-hour period. Well, it succeeded in beating the existing record with 114,000 likes in one day, but rapper Lil Wayne asked his fans to like his posting, and he beat Oreo five times over. Now you know what to do. Go like us, APM Marketplace on Facebook. Let's show Lil Wayne what we've got. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Clothes, it's said, make the man. And the woman, it seems. As Fashion Week ends in New York City, the most notable trend was suits for her.
People buy tailored clothing. That's what people invest in.
Don't throw out those floral dresses yet, though. I'm Kai Rizdal. Fashion is cyclical, you know. We'll have the day's business news as well and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.